Hey there, listeners. It's Brett Molina.
And I'm Mike Schneider, and welcome back to Talking Tech. Now, Brett, everyone who listens to Talking Tech knows you and I like video games. But there's so many games out there, we can't get to them all, let alone do a deep dive on them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our editors, Josh Rivera, came up with this idea of giving readers a forum at USA Today to talk about a beloved game or anything else in video games they're passionate about. So you can go to tech.usatoday.com and go to video games. And one of the examples of this is a story about microtransactions written by IT professional Leif Morgenson. If you play video games, you have likely come across a microtransaction. It's basically when you're in the middle of a game and you get a prompt that asks you if you want to pay, say, $1 or $2 or more for stuff like virtual money or upgrades to your character. Now, as Leif points out, you can usually earn virtual credit in the game to pay for those things. But if you're like me or if you're like other players, you might not be as patient. One example that he brings up is a sports video game. And with a lot of the sports video games, they have a mode where you can create your own player. And say you do this in the NBA and you can start from rookie season and work your way up. And as you play each game, you'll build up your skills and you'll get better and better. So you might start out like with a 60 rating out of 100, but in order to have a player that can be competitive, you might want to get it up to like an 85 or 90 or something like that. So trying to grind that out and get to that level can take a while. You have to play a lot of games, and it can take, depending on how much time you're spending, you know, several weeks, a month, however it takes. Or you can spend money. And that means that, you know, in on top of the money you may have spent on a console game, for example, like $60 or $70 if you're on next gen, you're talking about paying way more for a video game than you expected. So in this story, Leif admits that he pays his way sometimes, but suggests you get more out of earning your experience and at the same time, not giving game companies all your money by trying to develop your character naturally instead of using it with your dollars. I've seen this playing NBA 2K21. I've been a big fan of it. On top of the My Player stuff, they also have a mode called My Team, which is kind of a fantasy version of the game where it's card-based. You're collecting cards of players, and then you're making your own team based on those players. So you can have guys like Wilt Chamberlain playing along with Michael Jordan, playing along with LeBron James, and you make this kind of super team. And a core of the game is getting card packs, and that's how you get new players and you get new other stuff that help you in the game. And the same thing applies. Like, there's a virtual currency you can use to buy packs, and often that's done by spending money. And in a lot of cases, the more money you spend, the more likely it is you'll get the cards that you really want. And it gives you an edge. And I've always felt like with microtransactions, as long as they don't have a direct impact on the competitive aspects of the game, I feel okay with it. Overwatch is a good example. They give microtransactions and you can buy loot boxes, but it's all cosmetic. So it's just to make your character look different. It doesn't impact whether you have like a competitive edge over somebody else. With some of the sports games, it's a little different because you can beef up your player if you're playing in one of those modes, or you can beef up your team in this My Team mode, and it gives you a pretty big edge. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to win because you still have to be good at the game, but again, it's like, it's kind of this pay to win thing that I think a lot of video game players don't like because you want to feel like you're competing and it's all skill-based and not money-based.
Yeah, and certainly, I mean, because you have, there are certain free games that you kind of expect to pay for certain things in. But when you paid for a game, I could see where philosophically or, you know, or using your budget as a barometer, whether you really want to do that. So it's great to have Leif's point of view in there about that. If you go read that, we have another submission that came in just before Leafs. You know, you just in our video game section, you just scroll down a couple stories and you'll find one about the game Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Basically, people usually just call it Skyrim. And that essay is written by Paul Fidalgo. He calls himself a writer, performer, and communications professional. And it's about the joys of playing the game on survival mode, which makes advancing in the game even harder. I mean, not only can you be killed in combat like you could in, you know, whatever, you know, level of a difficulty you play, but you could also freeze to death or starve to death. You're forced to explore more because you have to travel on foot as opposed to using fast travel, which is a feature that automatically transports you to places after you've been to a place at least once. So instead of going from point A to point B, you in point C, you've got all these places you've been to. You could just zap back and forth to them if you get to a certain spot in the game. In this case, you have to go on foot. So his point of view is that playing this way, similar to how Leaf mentioned with microtransactions, you know, if you could live without microtransactions, you could truly earn your path. So these are two somewhat similar ideas, but totally different ways of looking at it, you know, totally different type of games. You know, I know I marveled at the world of Skyrim during my short time checking out the game when it came out in late 2011, but I got pulled away by other games and pursuits. So it's really cool to get these points of view on USA Today. You know, listeners, if you want to share your experiences about a game that's made an impact on you, you'll see a form for submitting your writing at the bottom of these two columns. If that's too hard or you don't understand that, you can always ask me questions. I'm on Twitter at Mike Snyder, and you can also shoot me other story ideas or show ideas if you want to do that on Twitter.
And I'm at Brett Molina 23 on Twitter. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.